Okay, so we're continuing from yesterday. We're on Kufta Amud Aleph in Shabbos. Basically, the Gemara is discussing Kufta Amud Aleph. It's discussing about. It basically says that from Hashem, Hashem gave two mams to all of these things, Sophios, mam and mam Sophos, and he told us which one goes where. But we forgot them. The Neviim forgot them. And I'm sorry, we forgot them. Chayisul forgot them. And then a Navi came and told us which way it was. Okay, a Navi came and told us which way it was. That's where it concludes. That's what happened. So the Navi wasn't actually... The Torah, first of all, no, he's not changing anything. And the Torah was given completely. So there's no problem. So the question we asked yesterday, David asked us, that why didn't he say, Lo Bashamayimi? That we have a thing. If you have a machalukah, so you're trying to figure out a halacha, you say is that you can't use a Navi or a Nevuah to resolve a halacha question. It's not a method of resolving a halacha question. You have to use... like you have an argument that says, right, Rabbi Yeshua, Relazar, and the Chum, Rabbi Basco, is Lo Bashamayimi. You can't resolve, can't use these types of methods to an halachic dispute. So now all of a sudden, using the Nevuah to tell me the halacha. So the question is, what's the difference? Why is it that in Jerry's Lo Bashamayimi you can't resolve Machle? That's what it says. Even if Yeshua Ben Nun would tell me, I wouldn't hear. And Nevuah has nothing to do with it. Nevuah can't resolve questions. So then why here? I could it. Maybe just as an approach, a question of methodology thing. So what would be a good question? A good way to approach this thing. Right, well, the question is, what's the idea of Lo Bashamayimi? Why not? Why Lo Bashamayimi? What's wrong? I mean, do we not hold by Nevi'im? I mean, if a Nevi tells you the answer, he tells you the answer. I mean, is he wrong? Do we doubt the veracity of Nevuah? I mean, you have any bayah, you have a smachlokas, so why can't a Nevi come and tell you, look, this is it. I know from Hashem. What more do you want? What's wrong with using Nevuah? Why is that? How could you even say that's not good? Right? Like, let's say you have a question of what was the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. So now he comes and says, "Look, I'm telling you, Moshe Rabbeinu is Tefillin or Rashi or whatever. Rashi's right. So why is that? Why is that not work?" Okay, good. So they're saying is that so the idea is because there's the idea of the Torah is not just to know the answers. Or to whatever, to figure out this. It's not just a body of fact, but it's a system which is determined, al pi the Chachmei HaMasorah, through svaras, through reasoning, through logical reasoning and methodology of Torah Shema Pav, the oral law. So that's the nature of the system. The system is not one where you're just looking for the crib sheet and figure out the answer, but the system is determined and interpreted, understood through the methodology which the Torah gave us, the Torah Shema Pav. So if you have machlokes, a question arises in Hilchos Shabbos, the methodology is not just ask Hashem what's the halacha, that's Lo Bashamayimi, that's not the idea. The method, the whole perfection of the Torah is that you have a Balei Masorah, you use the Torah Shebaal Peh, which gave us a methodology of approaching problems, and they use their minds and come up with a solution. So to look for Bashamayim is not that we... See, Shamayim would be good if the idea is you're trying to get what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear. But that's not what you're going for in halacha. In halacha, you're going for what does the Torah Shebaal Peh teach us about tefillin, which means use the methodology of chachma and try to arrive at the best idea given the information that you have. So it's telling you the nature of the halachic system. Lo Bashamayim. It's not the frame. That's not the idea. Not Lo Bashamayim, like my miyala Bashamayim nekacha or whatever. That's not the methodology. That's not the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh. Is chachma. That's the methodology of arriving at ideas, arriving at psach through svar, through Torah Shebaal Peh, not nevuah. So don't do it. It's just not. I will. The Navi tells us what is the right. The right answer is that which the Masorah, that which Torah Shebaal Peh tells you, that which your mind leads you towards. Proper Torah Shebaal Peh leads you towards. That is the right answer. That is the truth. So the question is, if that's the case, so now our question is, so why over here is it legit to use a Navi to tell me which letter, which mem is the real mem, which is mem sophis and which is the regular mem? Why don't he say the same problem? So maybe David's saying good, that it means, because that's not a milsa of the svara, it's nothing to do with Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no methodology of Torah Shebaal Peh how to determine which mem is the right mem. Because it's a fact. Simply a fact. God told us, the fact. What is a mem? What is a mem sophis? What are the letters? What are the two associates? So there's no methodology, and there's no Torah Shebaal Peh on that. Those are givens. It's like a given. So the given has nothing to do with Torah Shebaal Peh. That's not based upon the methodology of Torah Shebaal Peh to figure out new svaros and that's the lo b'shamayim. No, that is b'shamayim. Hashem tells us what are the osios. It's not nothing to do. You simply can't determine that through svaro. And what do you still say? Now figure it out, misvaro, which is the right, which is this man, which is that man. There's no such thing as a svaro. That's just a fact. So now you're missing a fact. So now also it tells you what the fact is. You don't know which letter is which one. But you can't say in halacha you're not looking for the fact. What is the halacha? What is the halacha means what's the proper svara. So now you say that methodology, the way you figure out a proper svara is not through asking a Navi to divine it, rather it's through the methodology of Chachma and Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the method the Torah gave us. But there is no other method. There is no method the Torah gave us through to be able to determine this fact. I mean, it would be through Masorah, but we don't have the Masorah here. We lost it. We forgot it. So now what are you going to do? So now the Nevuah is telling us the fact. Nothing wrong with that. So what Nevuah can't do is you can't replace Chachma with just finding out the information. That's the problem of Hashemayim. It's a distortion of what Torah is about. It's supposed to be using Torah methodology, Torah Shebaal Peh and Chachma, and here you're just trying to use to get the answer. That's not the methodology of Torah. But here there is no methodology of Torah. It's simply a fact that we lost. So the Nevuah could replace it for us. So let's turn now to Tchelas. So the question is that Tchelas, we don't know what Tchelas is anymore. We don't know which snail it is, what the chilazon is. So we don't really get that dive. So now they've had expeditions and all kinds of deductions from the deep sea divers finding this thing, which they say meets all the criteria for chilazon. Comes up once every whatever years, and its color is like black like the sky or blue like the sky or whatever. They collected all the different chazals and all the different evidence, famous chazal which talk about the tchelas. And they did all kinds of digs and all kinds of whatever, deep sea divings, and they've come to a conclusion that this is the chilazon. And this is tchelas. And therefore they say, let's do it. And some people do it. So there are those who do. There's respectable authorities who do it. But it was a brisker position, and I think the Beis Halevi at the time, but I think it was the Beis Halevi at the time. But which is that we can't you determine the Chatz Shemes through Masorah. You can't use this method, the scientific, archaeological, whatever kind of methodology to arrive at the Chatz Shem Mitzvah. The only way to know Tchelas is through Masorah. And since we lost the Masorah, that's it. Yeah, Masorah, and that's it. You can't do it. So my question is: so what about, let's say, you had a Nevuah? If Mashiach will come, he's a Navi. Will that be able to tell us what Tchelas is? So do you say, well, yeah, from this Gemara, same thing, this is a fact. It's a fact, right? It's not a svara. You need a svara, what is Tchelas? It's a fact. What animal is it? Which snail? So you say, look, it's a Masora. It's a fact. And we have no way to know it. So you say, look, Nevuah can tell it to us, just like in this Gemara. In which case, the question is, then why can't you use the scientific thing? Like, what's the difference between Nevuah and what they use nowadays? Or you'll tell me that you can't use Nevuah, in which case you're going to have to distinguish, show me why is it that by the letter you could use Nevuah, and by the Tchelas you can't use Nevuah. Okay, so I think David's right, is that this is certainly can use Masorah here, you can use Nevuah here, because the fact, what is the Tchelazon? You know what Tchelazon is, so why not? The Nevuah tells you, 100%, this is Tchelazon, it's not a halachic Shiloh, we need svaras and all. It's not do with svaras. It's just a matter of it's a fact. Well, it was the chilazon. Okay, fine. So the question is: so why can't you use the science? Well, it's not exactly science. It's science combined with chazals and interpretation. So this is the way I'm interpreting the argument. And I didn't hear it from the Beis Halevi, but this is the way I'm understanding it. I think Ilan is saying this also. I'm not sure, but whatever. But this is the idea that. See, the problem isn't that there's no rule that the only thing is Masorah. But rather, the idea is that the methodology, the scientific methodology, is a bit skeptical. Okay, it's not 100%, so let's just say that. Not 100%, because what are you saying? You're saying is, here are Simanim, here's a list of Simanim. Now I have this thing which I found in the river, or whatever, which matches those Simanim. Okay, now, that doesn't necessarily prove that this is Tchelas. Maybe there's another one which matches that with those Simanim. The very nature of the thing is not. It's kind of like an investigation. It's like a Sherlock Holmes figuring out, following the clues, and saying that this must be the case. Because they put this and this together, this and this together, this and that. Now, you can make a good argument like that. But it's not knowledge. It's not like 100%. And the question is that given that's the case, the question is, does the halacha recognize that as a valid method of setting up a halachic entity? And it's saying is that it doesn't, because the methodology of setting up a halachic entity is mesorah. This is the mesorah, the ishmi piyesh, the dori doros. That's a fact. And that's the methodology which Torah has. Now, to set up a new methodology and say this is a pretty good percentage, in order to take something which is a good 99% or 95% and to say it's halacha recognized halacha, you have to have the system has to endorse this as a method of gaining knowledge. Torah doesn't endorse this. This is not if it's 100%, I tell you this, if it's 100%, then you can't say it's only a mesorah. I mean, it's 100%. We know that's it. And as I say, Nevuah is 100%. That's it. It's a fact. That is chilonzon. But since the method is a bit skeptical, or there is room to question it, the conclusion is not an absolute 100%. So therefore, if the Torah endorsed it and says this is a good method, you'll say the Torah says you have a right to rely on this type of a method. Yeah, it's not 100%, but you can rely on it. Like Edom. Edom isn't 100%. But the exercise of is that we rely, we accept Edom. There's a certain degree of credibility, and we accept that. So the Torah said we accept a conclusion reached through Siman and figuring out these tracing the steps and the clues from the Mesorah. If the Torah endorsed that method, so then it'll be good. But the Torah never endorsed that method. The Torah endorsed the method of Mesorah. And maybe a guy will ask, well, Mesorah might not be 100. Well, the Torah said this is the method. That's it. That's a fact. So what I'm interpreting, what the Briska says, it's only Mesorah. They don't mean that Mesorah is like a rule, that's the only method. They mean to say, this methodology is like an alien methodology. And it's not endorsed by the Torah, and therefore you have no right to just bring in a different methodology other than the Torah's methodology, which is Mesorah. Now, if it were 100%, it would be 100%. Like, that's a question, let's say you have DNA evidence to convict the guy or something, right? So would that work? And so there's these questions, you don't evade them, but you have DNA evidence. Would that work? I think I remember every one time I said it. If it's 100% or practically 100%, then I think he said that it would work. Because that's a fact. But if you say it's just like convincing, I would say if it's just like 90% or 95%, so look, maybe the Torah can endorse it, but Torah doesn't endorse such a method. It's a fact. I'm saying this. No, I don't think they've claimed that they've proven positive that this is a chilazon. I mean, they're different shittos anyways, and they're different people, different things, There's certain questions, it doesn't work out exactly, the color, they don't know exactly how much. I was like, something else, and it's a question of how blue or something. It's a whole, maybe, I don't know, something like that. There's a question of what kind of blue. This is like blue of the sky. So that's vague, the blue of the sky. I mean, the blue of the sky is that a lot of different blues in the sky, different times of day and different. So the blue of the sky at midnight, or I don't know, something like that, So the point is, it's not the methodology. That's what I'm interpreting. It's not that they had this like rule, only Mesorah. Like, where did that rule come from? Where they just had this rule? But the idea is that it's an argument. I hear your argument, but it's not 100%. And short of 100%, you have the methodology of the Torah, which the Torah gave you. So this methodology isn't endorsed by the Mesorah. Where do you see this as a valid methodology for establishing halacha chavtas? Look, we don't have the chavtas, we don't have it. This is a ma'akiv tzitzis anyways. And that's it. What are you going to do? Fortunately, we lost the Mesorah. But if Nevuah, if Navi would tell you the thing, then Navi would tell you the thing, then it's 100%. Then it's tchelas, and why shouldn't you wear it? It's tchelas. But there's no idea of play it safe. Let's do it. What do we have to lose? That's not a method. That's not halacha. That's not halacha, you think. You don't do that. I mean, maybe if it's Nisr D'oraisa or whatever, but this is, look, you don't know what it is. I mean, it would be interesting. I mean, the way I had heard that Brisker thing was like the only way is Mesorah. But like, I'm kind of interpreting it as saying it's not pshat that they're saying the only way is Mesorah, but they're saying that's a bad method. That's not an endorsed method. So I mean, I never saw like it inside or I mean, it's kind of like one of these things in Pia Shmua. I don't even know where I heard it from, But it could be I'm wrong. I'm just interpreting based upon this Gemara, So, it always bothered me anyways. Like, how did they know that the only way is, like, Alpi Mesorah? Like, is there, like, Is that a Gemara that says that, or is that, I mean, because there are people who argue on that, so like, how do they know that? Is that a Masara? Right. You know, like, I just always thought, it's like, that's it, that's the rule, you know? So, they're just pulling that out of the note, you know? So you could just say, that's the Masara, they just knew it. And other people didn't have that, you know? But like, it's better this way. It's not just a rule, they're just saying, this is skeptical, these arguments aren't solid, the Tchelas arguments, I mean, is it, look, it's decent, and it may be good for archaeologists and whatever, but these things are... It's proven today and tomorrow. Every day is to change these things. These aren't endorsed methods. Now, look, you may say Edom is also not 100%, but that's halacha endorsed. Edom as being legitimate. But when you want to use methods which are a bit skeptical, you have to have the endorsement of the halachic system and say halachic reality recognizes this. But this method is not, Nefim Mesorah is the methodology of figuring out Chazal Mitzvot. That's a fact. That's our method. We don't use this type of reconstruction, historical reconstruction. That's what it's like. It's like a modern, secular kind of a method of determining these things. And these things oftentimes fail. I mean, these aren't foolproof methods. You know, I'm sure a lot of things that are reached by these types of methods end up falling apart. And the thing is, you don't have a Masorah that you could use that to figure out Chatzos. We have Masorah as a method. The methodology is it's passed down, Ish Min Piyesh. And that's how we know what our Chatzos are. And once we lose it, we lose it. And the Torah never says, it gave us a methodology for rediscovering Chatzos. After they're gone, maybe Nevuah is a methodology, but Torah knows that could happen. The Torah never supplied us with such a methodology. So secular modern science uses that type of a reconstruction, and it works a good percentage of the time. But that's not the way halacha works. Halacha doesn't just work by any methodology, which works a good percentage of the time. You have to be endorsed by halacha as being a legitimate method. We're not going to do Tchelas? Okay, so we're not going to do Tchelas. You can't create a methodology because you want to do tchelas. Okay, so the next thing is like this. Is maybe we'll just get some facts. So the Mishnah and the Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. So it says like this. It says I'm jumping around, but he says, oh, let's start from the beginning. Kosev shtei osios behalam echad chayiv. So you write two osios and one forgetting your chayiv. Kosev b'dio b'sam b'sikor b'kumus b'kansum b'cholos shiroshim. So anything which makes a good mark on it is your chayiv. Any ink. Fine. Now it says al shnei kosle zavios. So if you write on two corners, so you're at a corner and you write, let's say you're writing the word dog for fish. So you write dalet on one wall on the of one corner and then gimel on the other one, so you could look at the, you could read them together. You're at a corner. Or on shnei luchim pinkas, pinkas shechan vanin kein osan shel sochan sheish lan luchim harbe, chakukim, metuchim, mishavis, you have a, this like notebook, and they attach these sheets together with wax. So you have these two pages which are attached together, and you put one dalet on one page, and then the gimel on the next page. So, and they're read together. Okay, the Rambam says, you know, look up negim, the Rambam says the negim means kinikran. I think in the Perush Mishnayos he says that. But I don't know, maybe it means something else somewhere else, but basically it means if they read together, then you're chayiv. Okay, now if you jump down a little bit later in the Mishnah, it says, achas ba'oretz v'achas b'kora. So if you write one letter on the ground and one on the ceiling, or kosav al shnei kosle abayis, or on two walls, opposite walls, or al shnei nafi pinkas ve'enegim zevzeh, and they're not read together, potter. Okay, so it turns out, if you write two letters, so they have to be read together. If they're next to each other in a way that you can be read together, chayev. If they're in a way they're apart that they can't be read together, then you can be potter. Kirashi. Ashei da'afi pinkas. She also is mudim ke megillah. It's like a megillah. Because of os ben amud zeh ve os bezeh. Ve niyachol karvan elim ken yachto of hefsek ben ta shevenayim. Rodin lekos abayis shechogim zeh mezeh. Ve tana bereish shnei kos abayis the stama ein agim zeh mezeh. Ve hadar tana shnei da'afi pinkas ve rodin lekos abayis ve lozo asu ketani. Now basically what he's saying is that if you have it on two different pages, let's say you have two pieces of paper, and one is in the middle of one page, and the gimel is in the middle of the other page. So the only way you're going to ever be able to have them next to each other is if you cut off the space in between. Okay, there's space in between, you know? So you fold it or whatever, you get rid of that space. So the saying is, that doesn't count. There has to be that they're, that you could bring them close to each other. Okay? So the Gemara explains a little bit. It says, a little down, it says, Gemara of Ami, it's like 10 lines from the bottom. Kozav os achas b'tveri v'os achas b'tzipuri, chayev. So if you write one letter on a piece of paper in Tveria and another letter on a different piece of paper in the Tzipuri, so you're chayev. Ksivai, Because it's ksiva, two letters. Ela shemechusa kreva. You just have to, it's just lacking bringing them close. So you can always bring them close afterwards. So it says, but it says you're on two walls and you can't read them together. You're potter, so obviously you can't read together Tzipuri and Tveria. So it says, hasa mechusa maisa de kreva. Hacha lo mechusa maisa de kreva. So it says, the difference is, if you're, if, when it's in Hirashi, it says, Mechusa Maisa Kreva, Eno Mekarvan Eloi de Ketsitsa Hamafsik Beneim. There's a by the two, like the walls or the papers, the only way to bring them close to each other is to cut off that which is in between them, it separates. So it's talking about where you write it on two pieces of paper. One's on the left side of one page, other's on the right side of the other page. So you could always, one in Tzipori and one in Tveria, but you could just bring them. All you need is Kreva, Kreva alone. But when it comes to, if you have a space, then the only way to bring them close to each other is through cutting. A Maisa de Kreva. So if all that's lacking is Kreva, then it's fine. Then you're chayav. But if it's lacking a maisa of kriv, you have to actually cut, or you have to cut out the walls, knock down walls, and whatever, then you're going to be potter. So the question is, what's the svara here? What's the svara? I mean, if you tell me that the two letters have to be together, so then they should be potter if one's in Tveri and one's in Tzipuri. I see you'll tell me it doesn't matter if they're together, as long as you wrote two letters. But then even if you have to cut them apart, like what's the system here that if you could bring them together easily, then, like, what's the sense to this system? Okay, that's a question. If you get past that, you see, there's another question. If you write by carving words into your flesh, they chay for that. It's a machlokas tanan. Okay, if you carve words into your skin, so that's a machlokas. The Mishnah brings out, the Gemara brings out the machlokas. So if that would be the next thing. Oh no! Actually, I'm sorry. We have the Tosas. There's Tosas on this page. Tosas, on this Mechusar Maisa thing, there's Tosas. Hassan, the bottom Tosas on the page. And cross references to Gemara Menachos, you can look at that. I mean, I don't know when, if and when we'll get to this. Maybe next week we'll get to it. We'll see what's happening.